خوش آج ہیں سب محتاج، یوگ لگا کر پاپ مٹا لے سورگ سجا لے تو آج، کام کرودھ مد لوبھ موہ وش آج ہیں سب محتاج، یوگ لگا کر پاپ مٹا لے سورگ سجا لے تو آج،
جو بھی جیون ہے پیارا
تو یہی جان کا سار،
یوگی بنو جانی بنو یوگی جیون ہے پیارا، یوگی جیون ہے پیارا، یوگی جیون ہے پیارا۔
ओम शांति। for the next few hours. Let us meditate with our ancestors. Our dadis and dadas. And having the feel of the yajna. They are our roots. This is where we belong to. No matter in which country we are born in this path, but we belong to this one Brahmin family. Baba's family. They are our brothers and sisters. Let us bring that deep feeling of belongingness for the yajna. This is where we started. Our beloved Brahma Baba our Alaukik Father, who renounced everything to establish this yajna. Looking at Dada Lekaraj, I take that inspiration of renunciation. The one who recognized God in a second. and give away all his wealth, family, property for the service of humanity. Brahma Baba, who was well known in the society, had connections with the kings and queens, did a lot of charity, but was in search for one truth. Became the lucky chariot of God. This was God's plan. He chose an ordinary person to become his chariot. Giving him the visions of the destruction, and also the visions of golden age. This is the time transformation from the Iron Age world to the Golden Age world. When I love Baba, I also have complete faith in his process. just by connecting to Baba. The soul which is completely tamopradhan becomes completely satopradhan. I completely have faith in this conviction and process. Having understood God's visions, Brahma Baba transformed his Laukik family into a Laukik family. The foundation of transformation, being purity, this created obstacles and rewards. But with the companionship of the Almighty Authority and a clear vision and conviction, they were able to face these obstacles. But small children giving this elevated knowledge. Change the hearts of everyone around. They firmly believed purity is the religion. They made the foundation of purity firm. With the help of the Almighty Authority, nothing is impossible. Pandavas, who are just a handful, with a lawful intellect for God, are more powerful than the multi-million people in this world. With the power of purity, we can win over the world. Young girls who came to Baba, who were the embodiment of purity, laid the foundation of this yajna. along with formal education. Baba gave them the understanding of the self and their role in world transformation. With the 14 years of tapasya, to give the world a new knowledge, new path of enlightenment. Radhe, who was very beautiful but also very capable and virtuous, at the young age of 16 she became the head of the organization and played the role of Mama. The Ganges of knowledge, our spiritual mother, looking at her we get the feeling of mother. The embodiment of tapasya. Embodiment of maturity. Mama never missed You are the day of waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning for Amrit Vela. So much committed. Mama and Baba trained these 360 Kumaris . They had beautiful experiences in trance. Experiences of golden age. Going beyond this world of Iron Age. They were completely protected from the Tramutamo Pradhan world. They were in a cocoon. Working on themselves. Preparing themselves for the world service. For each one of us, Confluence Age is a cocoon. Where we transform to become beautiful butterflies. Mother's knowledge made everyone into Shiv Shaktis. Little girls who were confined to just four walls were now liberated. They were no more delicate, but Shiv Shaktis who destroyed the demons. They were made to drive cars, repair trucks, small girls washing big vessels, just to make them understand that nothing is impossible. And break open the bondages of the minds and the body. Baba made them self-sufficient from being dependent. Also gave them the clear vision of their future. Who they are going to be in the golden age world. Each one not only believed but also had deep experiences of their near future. Being in a very ordinary body in this birth, but in the future a deity with all virtues. Each one had that intoxication. Brahma Baba would dance in happiness that he is going to be born as a young Krishna. Can ask ourselves, how much intoxication do we have? having finished the 14 years of intense tapasya, the whole group had to shift to Bharat, to Mount Abu. Leaving behind most of their belongings, came here with very less luggage. All the 360 dadis put their notebooks into a big iron box and dug into the ground. Which would emerge as scriptures in the Copper Age. Each one had 14 years of experiences written in their diaries. Each one had at least 8 to 10 books with them, but they were not allowed to bring those books to Bharat. They were asked to put in a big box and left there. They left behind their spiritual belongings. Just followed Baba's directions. Spent a few days in the ship to come all over to Mount Abu. These were the same kids who came to Baba 14 years before. and they are looking at the world after 14 years. They were curious. Completely innocent. Who didn't know much about the world. Mount Abu started to stay in Bridgekoti, a small place where there were a lot of snakes, wild animals around. One Baba treated them also as children. Taught everyone to be the masters of nature. Then a big test of beggary part. They ran out of resources and grocery. this was a test of faith for each one of them. Those who had deep love and faith in Baba survived. In the scriptures it said, when the egg is established, many demons will come to stop it. In this yagya, many situations and circumstances came as demons to stop the sacrificial fire. When God Himself is the creator of this yagya, no one is more powerful to stop this sacrificial fire. The storms come to go away. Many times they didn't have anything to cook for breakfast. Baba took them into the mountains. So that they can eat some berries from the plants in the mountains. Baba entertained them with different things and different activities so that their focus is shifted. When we have a slight doubt, it becomes a means for us to move away from Baba. They became the conquerors of elements, conquerors of hunger, conquerors of weather. For them, being with Baba was more important than any physical comfort. Baba did everything and showed us what to do and how to do. He didn't have anyone to follow, but he paved us the path to walk on. In spite of being the father of humanity, he put the children in front. He never lived in a concrete building. He always lived in a hut, showing us the path of renunciation. Brahma Baba, in this life, he never climbed a flight. Always put Mama in front. My Baba was an embodiment of renunciation. whatever I am renouncing now is nothing compared to what my Baba and Dadis have renounced. We get that deep feeling of love and gratitude for what they have done for us. We are eating the fruit of their efforts. Baba was the ocean of love. Loved each soul immensely and deeply. Even though Baba was not physically well, he never missed writing Murli for the children. His teachings with the expression of His love for the children. His eyes radiated that current of love. Which penetrated into each one's soul. I wrote every day letters to his children, those beautiful red letters. Which made everyone to belong to him. Letters of love, letters of teachings. Baba made that intense effort even whilst eating. He would say, "I would forget you, Baba, in between." He gave us the significance of Brahma Bhojan. Brahma Baba is also our elder mother. Along with giving knowledge, He showed us how to love each and every soul with selfless attitude. even today, we experience hands of blessings. Baba is also our spiritual teacher. Who showed us the path of spiritual journey. He is our guide. Who's giving us the understanding of life. Baba taught us through his actions even saved children's chapels not having that ego, showed us how to be humble. The Father of humanity. came the child with the children, elderly with elderly people. He went to the level of those people and gave that love, the feeling of belongingness to each and every child. When we have to become Bab Saman, we have to be following the footsteps of Brahma Baba. Which is our journey. Reach the destination of being like Shiva Baba. Even though Mama and Baba have left us physically, they're still our companions in the subtle form. Helping our journey. Reach our destination. For the next few minutes, until 7:30, let us just reflect deep into ourselves. To decide for ourselves the footsteps that I want to follow in order to reach my destination.